He comes as a man. I mean, that's the explanation. Otherwise, we can't understand what difference does it make.
A kontravirgene, whether we have tuchtiches, each consisting of one saw, of chum, and one saw of trumo, and the two coupes, so each one has one saw of chum, one saw of trumo, or the case where the two coupes have each one of them a saw of chum, and one saw of trumo, the other coupe is of trumo, and then each chatiche, so consists of two saws. One chatiche consists of two saws of chum, and one chatiche consists of two saws of trumo. What difference does it make? We are telling, okay. So the only explanation is, because in that event, there is a possibility that the whole thing becomes osir. So, memele, we are not tilhokin. So that means that this is that by yovish be yovish, we have the counterpart of the concept of tichanasis nevela that we have according to many Rishonim who are chilik Rabbeinu Ephraim. So by all the sudden balav lach we have a concept of tichanasis nevela. So by yovish we also have such a concept. Even though yovish be yovish, so the whole taruvis is subjective taruvis. Objectively, I mean, there is no mix-up. So still, there is the counterpart of Tichanas Nevela. Session is boyer, the Aruch HaShulchan says. Paragraph test. The behold in Utilim Hoki Lafshin Haeta Roba Lisa, but Medrom Amurim Shigamu Isa in Roba Leta. Abu Lisa Roba Leta in Tim Hoki. Vilosh Natur King. Abu Lisa Roba Leta in Tim Kokach Yoki. Ad Kalishi. Bio Dvorov, the Afro Kavu Fiatam Shin Zwar. Vitalino Shinisa Klau Bagdir Shaleta. Vitalino Shinisa Dofu Gdir Shalisa or Nofo Klau. Vin Kay Mayer Peslon. In Yesh Bisa Miati Harbe. Mikol Moke. Kolkach in Tilu Hoki. Vatamu. The Hobe MS in Zerak Pia Bealme. Vin Kay Binon. Lichola Poches. Shaaf in Nofa Luisa Laeta. Lo Yeheki Kulisa. Vin Yer Reb Mioisa. Hareu Kikulisa. So why is it equally easier? Let's say Klavishmai is Galien, that the chtich of the two sort of trumo fell into the coupe of the one saw of chum. So why should the heretofore one saw of chum become easier? V'lochein in teilin b'yeisa mechton mechton. So that means that we have b'yovich b'yovich, we have a concept. We have a concept of a counterpart of Tichanas Nevela. We have to say, I mean, it's not mamish the same thing, but a counterpart similar to the principle of Tichanas Nevela that we find in Lavalach. Now, that's a big chiddush. Now, this is discussed by Rishonim. Now, suppose you have Itarubis, a mix-up of Heter and Isia, and it's not Chad b'Chad, but it's two of Iser, one of Heter. So let's say, do we say that the Heter is Nepach Liser? Just as we say, by Yovish B'Yovish, Heter Nepach Liser. Iser Nepach Liser, as the Rosh says. And we pointed out that the Rashbo admits that they. Certainly on the Reiser level, but even on the Rabbono level, he admits that. So, do we have also, by Yovish B'Yovish, a concept? If we have Chad B'Trei, Chad heter, betray Yisr, Yovish be Yovish, that the year before, Chad heter is Nepach Yisr. Is Nepach Yisr. So it seems that there is a Machlikes Rishayim and Dedi. It seems that there is a Machlikes Rishayim and Dedi. Now, there is a Machlikes Rishayim and Dedi. So now, the Ramban in Avlizoga Dafayim Gimel says that there is no bittul of heterinism. There is no bittul of heterinism. There is only bittul of isar and heter. But there is no bittul of heterinism. So the Meir of the Ramban says, suppose that some iser falls into, let's say you have iser in the bear, let's say, and then some heter falls into it, and the first time when you drop a heter muet into the iser that is merubin. But then you keep on dropping more and more heter, and in the end, so there is more heter than iser. So then we say that the iser, even though at first there was more iser than heter, but if in the end you keep on dropping more and more heter into the iser, so if in the end there is more heter in the bayer than the iser, so there is bitter. But we don't say kami bottle. So the Ramban says that in Gimel in Abrizore, when is a child to say kami bottle of heter in iser? Because there is a din of bitter of heter in iser, but there is no din of bitter when is there a din of bitter of iser and heter? So there is a din of bittul, but there is no din of bittul of heter and iser. So if, let's say, you had a iser merube in the bayer, and then you dropped in a little bit of heter. So we do not say that at that moment that little bit of heter that you dropped into the bayer lost its identity in the iser merube, because there is no bittul of heter and iser. There is only bittul of iser and heter. Iser and heter. So Memele, if at the end, after dropping gradually more and more heter, so there is, in the end, we have more heter than iser. So the other way, so we say that the iser, which originally was merubed against the heter, so becomes bottle in the ultimate ribu of heter. So that's the Ramban shit. However, the Rashbo in Tshuva Reisha in Beis, he is chilek, and he says that there is a din of heter lepach liiser midereis of yovish biyovish. So mele the shaila is the sheir esti mishaila. Suppose that you had on the table two chatichas. One chatiche was a big chatiche, a chatiche deilet. I mean, from that Rashbo, there is a raya on that child that is discussed, whether it means of minyan or of binyan. So from that Rashbo, there is a raya. So the sheil was a big talmud chochem, obviously. His name is not mentioned. So the sheil, as the Rashbo, suppose you had, let's say, on the table, or in a gneira, I mean, you had two chatiches. It's yovish biyovish. One chatiche is iser, one chatiche is heter. That's all we know. One chatiche is a very big chatiche, and one chatiche is a relatively very small chatiche. And we know, all we know is that one chatiche is iser, one chatiche is heter. We don't know. One is shumen and one is chelek. We do not know which one is chilev and which one is shumen. Whether the chatich hagdila is chilev and the chatich hagdani is shumen, or vice versa. Or vice versa. So the Sheyel said, the question is, and one ate echatich. Echatich. So the Sheyel said that if the chatiche that was it, if the chatiche that was it was the small chatiche, the Sheyel assumed, so then he doesn't have to bring the korban Hashem Tov. I mean, Chatos he certainly couldn't bring because he doesn't know well which one ate. But the question was whether he's mechuyev to bring an Hashem Tov. So the Sheyel assumed that if the chatiche that was it was the relatively small chatiche, so Mimonev Sheikh does not have to bring an Hashem Tov because there are two alternatives. Either the chatiche daily was shumen. The chatiche daily was shumen. And the chatiche ktane mimele was chile, or the chatiche gdele was chile, and the chatiche ktane was shumen. So the Sheyel assumed if he ate the chatiche ktane, he doesn't have to bring the korban and Hashem Tov because of the money. Either. We know that he ate the chatich ektane. Either the chatich ektane was chile. What is the maximum? That's how I see it. That's the maximum, the chumre. That the chatich ektane was chile. Because if the chatich ektane was shumen, so then it's certainly all right. So he didn't do anything wrong. What did he eat? He ate shumen. Not anything wrong in eating shumen. So if it's klapishmai, it's gali. That the chatiche ktane was shumen, so memele he didn't do anything wrong. So why should he bring the korban? But suppose the chatiche ktane was chilev, so it became bottle yomish biyomish. It became bottle in the chatiche daily that was shumen because we didn't know. So from this guy, even from the sheya, so we see that. Bittel Berov doesn't depend upon Minyan, Rav Minyan, but it depends upon Rav Minyan. So the Sheyel assumed in that situation that he doesn't have to bring in Hashem Tov. Because Mimonev Sheikh, if the Chatiche Ktane was Shumen, so then he didn't do anything wrong. And if the Chatiche Ktane was Chilev, so he became bottled by Rav Minyan. With the chatiche daily, that was shumen. So then the Rashi went and said, no. He has to bring an Hashem Tov. Because there is a possibility that the chatiche ktane was shumen. So b'meile, the chatiche daily was chilen. And since it was a sofik, and it was done with sofik yomish b'yomish, So in Melee, there is Rav Binyan, so the heretofore Chatich Ektane of Shumen became a Chatich of Chilev. I mean, it sounds very strange. So that we see, so number one, we see from the Chus Rashbo, it's in Reisha in the Rashbo. So number one, we see from the Rashbo that he agrees with the Shite that Bittul Rav depends upon Rav Binyan. Not a pan of minyan. That machlekes that we have. I mean, a pan of minyan. And then we see even a bigger chiddush that in case klapishmai is galia, that the chatiche ktane originally was shumen. So since there was taruves for us of yomish biyomish and the chatiche daily was chilev, so the mele the year to four chatichas heter of shumen of the chatiche ktane was converted into chilev of heter nepach liise, heter nepach liise in the taruves of yomish biyomish, and that's the reason because he couldn't bring an Hashem Tov if it had been only the rabbanon. So in other words, so according So in other words, this din that he says, "Vametu amudim sheteirim becholim ulhoki, afirin aheta rova leisa sheli yisurei gam ki rova leheta." And what's the hesbeah? Because in that case, we can only be tailed hokel if the question is, did it fall into the iser or did it fall into the heter? And even if it fell into the iser, so the heter remained heter. So then you are tailed hokel. But in the case where it fell into the iser, so even the heter became converted into iser, then you're not tailed hokel. I mean, this is the pshat. So he says, the bemes binu chalapoche shafim nofalu yisa leheta lo yei kikula yisa. Vafim yi arim mi yisa. Vim yi arim mi yisa ar yu kikula yisa. Alright. So, either this din in the tour is in accord with the shite sarashko, or it can even be in accord with the shite of the Sheol, because the Sheol only said, I mean, the name of the Sheol is not mentioned, but he certainly was a big Talmud Chochem. He probably was one of the Rishayim. I mean, it could have been any one of the contemporaries of the Rashi. So this din in the Torah could be in accord even with the Shita of the Sheol. Of the Sheol and the Rashbo in Tshuva Reisha and Beis. Reisha and Beis. But according to the Sheol, we do not say that by Yovish Biyovish, so the heretofore heter, the small chaticha, I mean, this is such a sensational chidesh. I mean that the small chaticha, which was human originally, should become converted into a hefter of chaleb. But the Rashba says that, Midranse, but maybe Midrabon will agree, but for Anisa Rabbonon you don't bring an Eshet Torah, you see. So in other words, all that we are interested here, that L'chol HaPoch is Midrabbonon. So the here to four, Tichas Heter should become Osa, should be Nepach L'Isa. Some middle we say, but it could not harmonize with the Shita of the Ramban, because the Ramban there, the Chaim Gimel and Avizore, says that even with the Rabbanon there is no Bittul, that the heretofore Heter should become Retentis. But, so it has to accord with the Shita of the Rashbo, in Tshuva Reisha and Beis, which is the terrific Chidesh, but it can accord with the Shita of the Sheol. Alright, anyway. Avo imo yisa roba leheter, ein teirin kol kach lehoki. Hoyo ho yisa shal teiro, ein teirin lehoki. Ein teirin lehoki, leima ho yisa chol yisa nofal, ad she yaheter roba leheter, kide she nizbato b'seiche mit leheter. Suppose it involves a nisa reise, ech tiche that is osa min reise, so then we cannot be teirin lehoki. But, even if it involves a nisa reise, let's say neveil, but if the gdere of heter has two against one, so then we can be tailor the hokel even in satere, because then even if klapishmai is galia that the nevela fell into the gdere, that the nevela fell into the gdere of heter, so it's still bottom of all. It's still bottom of all. All right. Hoyo yisar. Hoyo Yisa Shotere, Tilu Hokelim al Miserisa Mofa, Achi Yaheta Roba Lisa, Kiddish is battle Miserisa with the tail. Hoyo Haheta Roba Lisa, Kiddish is battle Miserisa with the tail, or Tilu Hokel. So that means, if the Yisa in the Kupo is more than the Heta in the Chtiches, so then even Nisra Rabbonon not him. But, so when is there a difference between Nisra Rabbonon and Nisra Raise if it's Shore Bishop? If the Yisar in the Kupo in the Gdere is the same quantity, the same size as the Yisar in the Chtiche that fell, so then if it's a Yisar Rabbono, if it's Shove Mishove, we are Tel Rokin. If it's a Yisar Rai, it's not Tel Rokin. Hoi Aheta Roba Lisa, is Atim Sikon Yotir, Tel Rokin. Kate, Sheik Dira Zaha Shal Posa, Shkuto Baha Shal Posa Nebeo, Vinofa Tichas Nebeo Lesicha Achasmen. If Aheta Shal Dira היתרופק צס על תכנס הנבילה, תלעוק לבישית ועתירם, מיני בתברות, אלו שחכומים יצריכו שישי, וחילים שאינו מדרבונון, so again it's an Israel. So Mikelin, ho yushli agdeir is now another situation. Ho yushli agdeir is minech, minech, vo yisa minacher. So then it's mishen in minei. Mishen in minei is not bottom in the reise berov. It requires shishi because of tam kiik. In teo loke, achi yar baeta shishi ba leisa, mipnei shen is batel, mishen in minei, vartei oi pokas bishishi. Yesh makilin lehokil kolz man shen mikazayim liachilas pras. This the Shinus Hashem we say that when do we say the Tam Kikel is also Mitraise, if in every pras, in every Gimel Beitz, in Dalo Beitz, depending what pras is, so there is a Kazayis, but if it's not in the ratio of, if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 8, a Kazayis is Chotze Beitz, and Dalo Beitz is 8 Kseisi. If we say that pras is Dalo Beitz, but suppose, so according to some shading, if it's not Kazayim Lechlas Pras, if the ratio is not 1 to 8, but the ratio is 1 to 9, 1 to 10, 1 to 20, even though there is no Shishim, so then Tam is only Osam Rabbonon. So, Yesh Makir Lohokir Kol Zman Shi Kazayim Lechlas Pras, so still, since it's only Osam Rabbonon, so again you can be Tehil Lohokir. But it's only Yesh Makirim, because many of the shading say that it's Osam Rais. Tam Kikel is also in the Reise, even if there is not Kazayim Lechlas Pras. Who has that Chite, that when is Tam Kikel also in the Reise, only Kazayim Lechlas Pras, is a Rambam Chite. But when the Shemim, Achelik, the Reime is Chelik, when the Shemim Achelik. Ho yukam, shtei dere shal heter. Now another situation. Ho yukam, shtei dere shal heter, of name shtei chdichis. Acha shal heter, vacha shal nis. Vinofla achas lisirzu. Vi achas lisirzu. So, who you can stay there is a letter. We will name stay here. Acha shall heter, vi acha shall isa. Not in the previous cases, we discussed the situation where one day is heter, one day is isa. So then we can be there, even though it doesn't have to happen like that, but it's just as likely that it did happen like that as if it did not happen like that. So maybe you can be there locked up. Masherikin, if both deres are heter, v'lifneim shteich tiches, achas shal heter, v'achas shal isa, v'nofla achas l'serzu, v'achas l'serzu, shteir asuris, afilu v'isa rabon, sheyefcher l'isleis be'achas isa b'chavik. So in other words, but if both deres are heter, and then we have two chtiches, one chtiche is heter, one chtiche is isa, and a chtiche fell into each of the two deres. So one gdeiro became osir. So we cannot say Tehillel Hakel and say both Teres are Muter. That's impossible. Because you know that one Gdeir is certainly Iser, because one Chtiche of Iser, Rabbanon, fell into one Gdeir. So one Gdeir is certainly Osa. So we cannot say on the basis of Tehillel Hakel that both Teres are Muter. But what could you say? You could take a coin and toss a coin and say, if it falls heads, so then it's Teres number one. That we should ask. If it falls tail, so then it's deira number two that you would ask. We don't toss coins. That we don't do. Because by chozis. So even though in the Rabbonon, we can be tailored hokel, so it's only when there is a reason to be tailored in one rather than the other. So if one deira is heter, one chum, and one trum, or one kupa chum, and one kupa trum, that's the basis for this aloche. So, and then we have one soft chum and one soft chum fell. Each saw fell into one coupe. So then there is reason as to say that we don't have to toss a coin, in order to say what we say. There is reason to assume that the soft chum fell into the coupe of chum, the soft chum fell into the coupe of chum. Masha'im came, if both coupes are coupe shal chum. And then we have one soft chum and one soft trumo, and each saw the chum and trumo fell into the two coupes, both of which are trumo. So then we cannot be tailored, because my chazis, why should we say that this coupe will eat exactly this coupe not? My chazis, so maybe we ask them. This is our. Hoyu kam shtei tira shalheta, lufnei mishtei chtei chesacha shalheta vachashalitza. לנוף ואחס לסוף זו באחת שלו, זו שתי יעשו בזכים, ביסר הפונות, שיהיה אפשר מי שמיס באחס יסן בחבטו, ועמד בו מאמורים, כשאין מי שמאחס מת, כי לא באת לו יסר, אבל יש באחס מת, באת לו יסר, שתי מטורס, שאני אימא, הו יסר נוף על יסר חיסו, but suppose there is in each couple, there is לחובה פוחס, we have two couples, both couples are couples of trumo, and then we have two soy. One soy is chum, one soy is trumo. But each kupo has, the cholapoch has two soy. So there is beetle. So, not each kupo has two kupo, but let's say one kupo, not that each kupo has two soy. Then of course it is muta. But suppose only one kupo has two soy. Has two soy. Adam yish be'achas men levate lo yisa. So in other words, both kupes, I might by mistake have said, both kupes have truma. I mean, I should have said, both kupes have chum. So, suppose both kupes have chum. And then there is one saw of chum and one saw of truma. And one kupo, and it's true of the Rabbono, so it's beginning Rabbono, but one kupo has two saw of chum, the other one has one saw of chum. Aaron yish b'achad no batle yisa, shtei mitoris, sh'anein no yisa no for v'sechei so she'i v'tidlo batle. So then there is reason to assume that the saw of chum fell into the kupo that has the two saw of chum. And the soft tumor fell into the kupo that is just nonsense. So am nicht machen mit dem Wattel hieß er stehen mit uns. Schani immer wo hieß er. Nur von dieser Ritze, die ich mit dem Wattel. Wenn ich hin und bin im Schnee an der Rische oder Mechon, und ich bin schon nicht. Because it's based upon the principle that work involved in Israel Rabbanon, so you have to look. But there has to be a reason as to why you should be telling one as against the other. But we cannot toss a coin and then, according to the way it falls, be tailored that way. Hoyo kam beis de Yerushalayim. V'nofa lisa l'sechachas men. V'yodu alei zenofa. V'choza v'nofa lisa l'sechachas men. V'yodu alei zenofa. Amiyim alimokim shenofa lisa l'sechachas men. Shenofa kama shein. Nofal. Why again? Even though it doesn't have to happen to be like that, but since it involves this Rabbanon, we are telling you. But we do not say that retroactive. Nofal o yisa l'sechachas men. V'in yidu aleizim. V'akei nofal yisa l'sechachas men. V'yodu aleizim nofal. Shtei nasuris. V'inim li. Limokim shenofa lisa achi nofal gabonishim. That we should say it with Afreya just because after the second Nefile, we get a reason as to why you should be tailored with Afreya. One way as against the other, that we don't have. We name the Mokish of Nisrachim of Ogamanish. Hoyu kam shtim di Rishalevda. Now, so up to here, so all the situations were based upon one thing, namely, that where it's a question of the Rabbanon, we are tailor-locking. But there has to be a reason as to why you are tailor-locking. We cannot just be tailor-locking on the basis of tossing a coin. That we cannot do, because we say machozes. So mele, if both kupes are kupes shal chum, and one chtiche of isa certainly fell into one of the kupes of chum, so then we cannot toss a coin and say, so one is certainly also there, so we cannot toss a coin and beat him. But now we have another tzio that is based upon a new principle, not the principle of clear letter. Hoyo kan shtei dirish lehet, v'no famisa l'sechachas men, v'im yedu alei zenofa, v'im biachas kedei levati lo yisa, v'yesh b'shteyen kedei levatlei, b'shteyen kedei levatlei, shteyen mitzdalfen levatlei. In other words, if we have two gderes of heter, and we have two chtiches, one heter and one And we have just one chtichavis. We have two deres avetea, and we have one chtichavis, not two chtichavis. One chtichavis, and that chtichavis fell into one of the deres. It didn't fall into both. That's impossible. That's an impossibility. But it fell into one of the two. Now, and each dera avetea does not have enough to be mivati. Does not have enough to be mivati. In other words, we have two coupes. Two coupes of heter, and both coupes of chum. Both coupes of chum. Vinofal is a lizichachas men. Vein yidual is an ofal. Vein biachas kibilivati lo iser. Let's say, each one has 50 so of chum, two coupes of chum. Each coupe has 50 so of chum. Chume is bottle in meo veachot. So suppose we have two coupes of trumo. Two coupes of chum. Each coupe has 50 so. Together they have 100 so, and then we have a so of trumo, and that so of trumo fell into one of the two coupes, but we don't know into which. Now each coupe by itself does not have enough to be mivatel, because in order to that the trumo, the so of trumo should be botel, we must have 100 so. Trumo is bottling kufalev, but both kupis together have 100 soes against this so. So the 50 so in one kupo is mitzurev to the 50 so in the other kupo. I mean, that sounds very strange. But that's the thing. When you come straight to the Shaveta, when you flee to the Sechachas men, when you do a lazy no fall, when you be achas in the Vatle Yisea, when you be staying in the Vatle, stay in the staff in the Vatle, even if you have the coupes even if you have 100 coupes and it fell into one of the 100 coupes, we don't know which. So as long as all the 100 coupes are included in the suffix, of course, if you are sure as to one coupon that the saw did not fall into that coupon, so that is not considered. But if all the 100 coupes are included in the sofik, if all the 100 coupes belong to one person, so they are destined in the long run to be mixed up together. Because that's the habit of the person. He has a crop of tua in one kupo and a crop of tua in another kupo. So in the end, he mixes them up together. The Shach, the Taz mentioned that din many times in Talmud. So that's a tremendous chiddush. I mean, how is it that we deceive ourselves? Now we know we have two coupes, each of chum. Each coupe has 50 so. And we know that the so of trumo fell into one of the coupes, not into both, that we know. So since the 50 so in one coupe, together with the 50 so in the other coupe, have enough to be mivatel, and it belonged to one person, so in the long run, it's destined to be moved together, so there is bitlis of Elicha. Lefi shekol shuhemet li sarev, reinei seikir lukor mehurev. So what's the pshat? So it's a special aloche. Now, and it's not on the basis of Rav Shimon's din of kolhemet li sarev, it's all. First of all, Rav Shimon wouldn't apply it to a din of Taruves, but we don't pass it like Rav Shimon altogether. So it's a special halacha. Since it's nigeye nisa de rabbonon, so in view of the fact that it belongs to one person and it's osid nisare, so really say kilu kvom. What is the halacha for this? Of course, we couldn't say such a halacha mit hasvore. So all the previous siyudim were all based upon one principle of tevil lahokim nisarabon. But this has nothing to do with that principle. This is another halacha. It's not the meaning of tevil lahokim. Here it's another halacha that kol she'osid nisari and is nichnas b'chol asofik. So it's reine sekiru kvomim. Reine sekiru kvomim. Now, the mokeh for that din, it's a teras abayis, but the mokeh is a mishne in truma perik dalet mishne in veis. Shtei kupes, u shtei migures, she noflo so truma li sechachas me, ve yudu alei zene noflo, maile is zu e zu. Zu e zu. Rapshime nei nera, filu hei mishtei ayoris maile zu e zu. Ve ina lochek rapshime. But, so b'shtei ayor is not, but if it is echad b'bayis v'echad b'aliyah and it belongs to the same person and osid nisare, so then it becomes. Now the Issa v'heter mentions the name of the Marash. The Rambam mentions that this aloche, the less tzio that the Torah mentions, doesn't mean that it becomes potter just because it's osid nisare, but until it is nisare, there is no bitter. It means it's only a heter on the aloche of mevatel nisar chatchil. So in such a case, it's muter to be mi'arev lechatchil. So since the two kupis together have a hundred tzor, and it fell into one of the two kupis, we don't know to which, so then it's allowed lechatchil to take both kupis and dump them into a third kupit and be marre. But in what is the chatchile? So since it's osikli sari, it's nichon besovik, so it's heter on that. But until you are miarmed together and you have an actual beetle, so it's not. But most poskim hold, no, that since it's osikli sari and it's nichon besovik, so it's mitzur. Alright, now the machab. Simikulina. Steht dir, sag ich leider, wach ich in Israel, wovon auf Stich, die Pels, ach ich leider, wach ich in Israel, ich mach dich in Israel, aber noch kisch in Israel, die noch für uns sich in den Top, schon mit dem Ruhm, wenn Israel, wo Israel, in Israel, weiter, was ich leider, war viel weiter, schon mit dem Ruhm, wenn Israel, schon von Erl, ich in Adin, wo ihr kann, wo dir ach ich, wo so schrut, wie noch für Bach, als Leila, ich stehe auf dich, wenn ihr dir, sie, ihr mit dem Ruhm, ich habe noch vor, wie in Aeter, aber Israel, oh, ihr wo ihr kann, wo dir ach ich, wie Israel, aber ויהי משתי די ריסה, חשרת על הרשריסה, ולידי על איזה נופו, גם בזו תאו אוקו, עצמא משיקה פי עובד אותו. ועמי דבור אמורים, שתאו בכל אינו אוקו, אפילו נהיית רוב על איסו, שאינו איסה גם כרוב על היתר, אבל ניסה רוב על היתר, תאו אוקו, וכן לידו. הוי הוא איסה של תאו, אין תאו אוקו, אם הוא איסה ריסה נופו, עד שיהיית רוב על איסה, כדי שיזבטים בשיחם לתאו, וכן לידו. Hoy a eta roba leisa, ke nishin zbat misich mida teiro, tim loki. Keit, shtei dee vesa hachashan bosa shrutu vachashan nebeilo, vino fuch tichas nebeilo isi chachas me. Im a eta shi bide iras a eta roba tisla tichas an nebeilo, tim loki. Livi shi dvar teiro ni mi mini bata berob. Elu shi chacho mi mitzri ho shishim, hoy u shtei ag deles mi mini achod, vo isa mi mina acheir, so den mi dera isi. It does not become bata berob, because of aloch of tam ki iker, ein tim loki, a jiyar ba eta, shishim al isiya. So that's one thing that he deviates a little from the Torah, because the Torah mentioned the Yeshemrim that even if it's Minshaloi Bimilei, but if there is no Kazayu Dechlas Pras, so then we are still Telok, because that only accords to the Shittes of Yeshemrim, like the Rambam, that where it's not Kazayu Dechlas Pras, then Tam Ki Iker is on the Rabbanon, so the male in such a case you can tell the Hokel. But the Mechaba Pastins, that there is an Issa of Tam Ki Iker in the Reise, even if there is no Kazayim Nechelas Pras. So the male, he doesn't mention that issue. Hoyu Kam Shtik Dere Shalete, Adif Neim Shtik Dere Sachas, אחס של היתר ואחס של איסר. ונוף לא אחס, so both there is a heter. Both קופיס, הקופי של חול. And לפני אם שתי תיחס, אחס של היתר ואחס של איסר, ואחס של איסר, ונוף לא אחס לסיר זו, ואחס לסיר זו, אסור להשתיין. אפילו זה רבונו. אם בשמח ואת לא איסר, so why? Because here we cannot be. Here one of the gdeireis certainly became osir, but we don't know which. So mele. So what's the solution to tossi coin? So we don't tossi coin in detail. If there is a reason without tossing a coin, so then we are telelokel. But if there is no special reason without tossing coin, then we are telelokel. The same aloch is mentioned in Chasnide. I mean, those who learn Misach Hasnid, Il Hasnid. So when can we be tailing some Rabbonon? Only if there is a reason. But if there is no reason, we don't toss a coin and be tailed. So that's the halacha. How you can't speak the shleta of name shtifti chesach shleta vach shli yisea? We know flachas the zirzu vach shlazu asu reshteye. Afil of Misach Rabbonon. I mean, mishmachas bevat lo yisea. Avu mishmachas bevat lo yisea shtei mitores. Because then we have a reason as to why we should be tailing one coupe. Rather, one there, rather than that. Now, again, how you come, say again, it's like the two. How you come, stay there, shall I have enough lisa, lisa, chachas, man? We do all is enough. Because of enough lisa, lisa, chachas, man, we do all is enough. And the email, in Kibu, in Sero, in Shem, no fall, Gama, Shem. But again, we have a reason. And we don't have to be tailored in Mafreya. Retrospectively, then say, after there was a Nefila Shnie, so then, retroactively, so when it's considered retrospectively, you should say, oh, when the first Nefila took place, so now we are telling, because only now there is a reason. But at that time, there was no reason. Isal is a chachas men, but you do a lazy nofa, but a chachas of Isal is a chachas men, but it's a nofa, shtena suez. ודווקא שאין סמך לבט לא איסה שנופל שם. אבל אם סמך לבט לא איסה שנופל שם, אבל כפול נופל שם ואיסה כלל, נטשוב. הוא כאן, עוד נאו דת זה לסדי. So up to here, they are all based upon one principle. Now it's a new principle. הוא כאן שתי די ושולט, אבל נופניס לזה חחס. וידוע לי זה נופל, אם בחס כדו לבט לא איסה, ויש בשתי כדו לבט לי, שתי מצטרפס לבט לי. ולא יעיד, לך לבי, לך לבי, מצטרפס. ועדין אפילו מיד. אמורים ששתיהן של אדומי אחות, לפי שכל שאין של אדומי אחות, עושים לי שרים, אבל אם שופטי עוד דומי מצטר אופי. So he passed everything like the two, exactly. The only deviation from the two was, and there the two himself didn't pass the Nikoli, he just mentioned one sheet, that if it's not right in the Hrasprass, so then he can still be till Rokim, so the Mechaba didn't even mention. That's the only change from the two. But Rambam says, "V'yesh machmirin dafil v'od mechod in loki." In loki. And what does it mean? In loki, and you cannot even be me'ara. How about that mishnah? How about that mishnah? What's the mishnah for Rashi's? In Perek Dalet of Tumo, shtei kupe shtei mitureis, and then lefneim shtei soyin nachashol chum nachashol tumo. So, not a chashol truma, a chashol truma. Shtei kupe, shtei migureis, and then there is a so shol truma, and each kupo had 50 so. So the Mishnah in Perek Dalet of Truma says that afil achas b'bayis v'achas b'aliyo, so memelo yitz mitzure. So the ro in Perek HaBayis, now all these alochas are mentioned, the mokka for it is the Rashba, in Teres HaBayis. But and of course the Rashba mentions the Mishnah Perek Dalet of Trumas. But the Ro in Perek HaBayis is chilek on this din. On this din. Is that chilek on the previous din? That's a din poshut that we are still looking. But on this seal is chilek. So what does he do with the Mishnah in Trumah, in Perek Dalet Trumah? So the Ro in Perek HaBayis says that din applies only to Yovish B'Yovish. But the Rashba applies it even to Lavalach, you see. So this is what the Ramon means. V'yesh machmir in dafil odom echol in lokim. Because he talks of Lavalach, shtik deireis. He doesn't mention kupeis. Kupeis The Mishnah in Trumos mentions Kupitz, that's Yomish B'Yomish. Bashein came here, the Mechaber, the two and Mechaber, they mention Beiris. So the Roro says, no, this whole thing, that whatever is Nichnas in the Sofik is Mitzureb, applies only to Yomish B'Yomish. Not to Lavalach. Not to Lavalach. That's the Shikha. The Yish Machmir in Afu, the Mechaber, the Lord. Because the Mishnah in Trumos applies only to Yomish. So he can rely b'mokim hefzed more. Miu, but even b'mokim hefzed, the Ramo is chishish for the shita of the Isa Beheter. That the pshat is that we are allowed to be miyarevet l'chatchile, but first we have to be miyarevet. So it's a heter only on the battles of Hatrile, since it's also in Israel. The Osphon is battle in Israel. Alright now. So on Monday, so we'll start the Taz in the Shach. The Taz in the Shach in Simen Kofiut. But we are not going to go over first all the Taz in Kofiut and then the Shach. Because Simen Kofiut deals with the number of inyonim. So Mele, first we'll go over the Taz up to Sifches, because Sifches is Taz discussing inyu inyem, and then we'll go over the Shachs up to Sifches. But if you didn't go over with the Gemara in Zvochim, well, so you should go over the whole Gemara well. And then also you should go over the Sugye in Pcheres Dachov Gimel, the Machlekes, whether Tumekim on the Ise or Tumekim on the Lesson, between Rabbi Yisrael Chanine and Rabbi Yechanan. Yisrael Chanine and Rabbi Yechanan. And also the tesis of the Kovimu on Mudale Nivelo Ptelo Bishkuto. Nivelo Ptelo Bishkuto, and a certain Rosh Mchol. I mentioned that Rosh, I think I explained the Rosh inside the Rosh in Tarubes, but it's a very basic Rosh. The Rosh in Pirei Gid HaMoshe, paragraph Lamed Zayin. I mean, that is very important in order to understand the whole Indian of Bitul Berov Yomish B'Yomish, whether the whole aloche of the Rosh that the Isav is Nepach Le'etia. So it's not so simple. I mean, that by Yomish B'Yomish, even according to the Rosh, we say Isav Nepach Le'etia. The same way as we say by Lach Lach, there is still a difference. So you see that. So it's paragraph Lamed Zayin in Pirei Gid HaMoshe.
V'yesh Eimrim. So the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam, that only the Zayin Dvorim, like the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva, that are not bought, but let's say Dovah Shebiminyan is bought. Avol Shor Dvorim Machal Pishidak and Mimone is Harele Kishur. Because who is the one who says the Dovah Shebiminyan is not bought? That's Rav Meir. And the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Meir. So the Ramos says, V'yeshem and Michal Dovah Shebiminyan Dain Shedak and Mimone is Tommy in the bottom. Because we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rosh Lakish, what's the pshat in Rav Meir, whether Eshed Arkelim is or Kol Shed Arkelim is. So Mele, he says, Eshed Arkelim is, but we pass on like Rav Meir. All right. The Taz, similarly. Hanik Rabbi Yechanan, Bigmor Alib de Rav Meir, Disvir Li Eshed Arkelim Nishanim, Pire Shalilo Mimichene Ilumin, Mashein Kim Beitzo, Shepomim Mechin Salmo Lebeitzim, So not always is it sold by number. Sometimes a bag full, a basket full of eggs is sold. So the mele, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so it's not, so it is, but so mele, even if it's not exclusively sold by number, but just sometimes sold by number, so it's already the Rechoshev according to Rish Lakish. No, we don't pass on Rish Lakish. So we have three kinds of psoki. We have the Sako Rambam when the Mechaber passes like that, that even something that is exclusively sold by number, so his bottle, and his bottle, only designed for him, is not bottle. Then we have the psak of the tool that we pass like Rav Meir, but like Rabbi Yechanan says, in the way Rabbi Yechanan says in Rav Meir, only something that's exclusively sold by number. And then we have some who pass like Rish Lakish, that as long as sometimes it's sold by number, it's already the Bechoshuv, and it doesn't become blood. V'chim ha'goy yishom b'shim rivgenim posk Rish Lakish, v'chim posk marshal b'sevet ha'shalai, v'ha'shulchan oruch, she'posav kan b'tchilas ha'sim ha'nidavke do Bechoshuv, ein ibot, v'ido v'oshe b'miyem botel, ha'ini kera ba'akiv, b'gmor, d'ipolikim remeya, v'teim me'olov, she'b'sinem p'izayin, sivgim u'posak m'Rish Lakish, t'kan, so in other words, there is a stira. There is a stira between two mechabas. Here he paskins like the chachomim, like Rabbi Akiv, that only designed dvorim, are not bottle. And over there he paskins not only like Rabbi Meir, but like Rabbi Meir according to Rish Lakish's shita in Rabbi Meir. V'teim lo shimsim p'zayin sivgim u'posak m'Rish Lakish, l'chan l'beitzei nebtelo. So that's his theory. So he says today, Beitzo is exclusively sold by number. But not Rabbi Akiva. I mean, the Rabbi Yechanan will be the Rabbi Meir, but not Rabbi Akiva. V'chein kosov mashal, ulin aloche, kivin di milze de rabbonon. He, because it's all negiyan and rabbanon, because midraise everything is bottle. Kidaye im amatir nismechalim bimokim hefzit. Uchmei shekos of ramos, in other words, that something that is sold by number, so is bottle bimokim hefzit. Uchmei shekos of ramos lemichadov shebiminyan rakim yirlo meimeichin elaminyan kirabiyich. Because of mashal. The kakashte. In other words, kakashte means when you fill up, let's say, tanegeles, let's say certain portions of the tanegeles with eggs. So, afal pisho itne meichin isay. Afal pisho itne meichin isay. Elo b'minye p'teil. Now, so when do we say that the balchai is not bottle, it's a davar chashuv, only if it's alive. But if it was nishchat, it's not a davar chashuv. So it is bottle. So in other words, if it is nishchat, so then the chshives mitzad balachayim is eliminated. But it might have another chshives. It might have a chshives on the score of chuyel ischabit because it served two important guests. So that's why the Ramos says vidavke balachayim ktani shinuhuim ischabit lachashutosom. But if it is not balachayim ktani, so Jew on the score of Balachayim, so it could have, insofar as the Aloch of Balchaim is concerned, it could have beetle, but it doesn't have beetle because of Ticho Rilischa. Vidavka Balchaim Tani, Chiluk Zei Echicho Midikos Vatur Bismin Kufalev, the Keves Sholem, any body. Keves Sholem, any body. Why? Because, but it's Mishchat. The answer is, it's in a bottle and the score of Ticho Rilischa. So that's a Keves, that's not Balchaim Tani. But Ktanim is not really Shabbat. Vach Ktanim the Kanzo, Chlimakim, it's a porn Ktanim. Veloi Tanagiles, because a Tanagiles, a chicken, that's also Chticho really Shabbat, that's also daily. But let's say the Tzipayim Ktanim, the kosher birds, so that's not really Shabbat. But as long as it's alive, so then it's not bottle on the score of Balachayim. But if it's Nishav, so Mimele it is but. Dobitani Gilles Kosav will the Nipteilo. Mashal Pigan Noshes Midalev Tirets was a the Lil Maire Bikeves Shehufshat. The Yushalim Adai. So Mimele it's really Shabbat and it's not Mechusamais. Aval Kan Maire when it says, when it's Nishchatu, so then it becomes bottle. But the question is, let it be considered of a Choshev on the score of Ticho Rilischabeit, Maire Shehufshat. So in that state, in that shape, it couldn't be served to the important guest. So Memele, there is big Memele Mechusamaisi Godel, Vitim Mashposek Liu, but Anagilas Vinit Soso, Tip Taylor, the Colchin, the Keves, Bitsamlo, and Mechusamaisi Godel Tvei. So we learned in Simon Kufalev that when do we say the Ticho Rilischabeit, if it is without any effort, without any real maise, it could be served to important guests. But if it still requires certain preparations and the maise godel before it will be adapted as a chtiche or huil ischabeit, so then it is bottle. So he says the whole kasha that some poskim raise as to the stira. Here we say palachayim shenishchatu, so potloch shivoson upteili, and there we say in Simen Kufalev that keves sholem in the bottle is no, doesn't present any kasha altogether because it's two separate aloches are discussed. Here the semen doesn't discuss Ticho Rilischabeit. We're not concerned now with Ticho Rilischabeit. Ticho Rilischabeit was already discussed in Simen Kufalev. Here we are concerned with Balachayim. So he says, if Nishchatu, so the Chshives Misad Balachayim is eliminated. But it still could be Chshives on the score of something else. But we're not discussing that. We really read the Chshives, Shal Balachayim Chshives Misnaatzim. Daini Mudovo Kochush, Vinro Lachir, Mimele, Lechshives Mitzat Ticho Ruil Ischabish in Ischab. Rakol Van Shulchai, Yesh Lechshives Mitzat Shu Balchai. Valzeo Maratu, Dichan Shu Hoshu Mitzat Balchai, Botel Shimosik in Ischab. Avon Yesh Lechshives Mitzat Ruil Ischabit, Zekos Viko Bissim Kofalev. In other words, here he's discussing the Chshives Mitzat Balachai. So Mitzat Balachai, so it's considered of a Hoshu. Even if it happens to be a sick behemoth, that no one will dare serve it to any guest. But as long as it's a balchai, so it's a davar choshev. So he tells us, if it's nishrat, so this chshives is eliminated. But as far as any other chshives is concerned, it could be choshev on the score of something else. But they're not discussing that. All right. Now here, the Mechaber says, "Teskuyes meches basar shruto, v'achas mecheres basar nevelo, v'lokach me'achas mem v'yodua meizem en lokach harizos shekol kovua ki mechza al mechzadom." So that we learn out, zigzas hakosuf. We learn it out from v'yoravol. So in other words, if there is a chabur of tisho Yisraelim. And one, so the person, so he's not chayv mise. So that's the gezeras hakosuf. Prat lezirikem ligav. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Bava Kame, what case does the Pasuk have reference to? If it has reference to a case of Tishoy Mikachavim, so typically the Rubak. If it has reference to the case of Mechtal Mechto, five Akum and five Israelim, so it's in Sofim Foshis Lot. So obviously it has reference to the case of Tishoy Israelim and one of Mikachavim, so we should go Basarov. No, so there's the aloche called Kavua ki Mechtal Mechto. So there's the aloche. If he bought meat in one of the stores, and even though 9 out of the 10 stores in the place, so we sell koik shchuto, but one store sells nevela, so we say ki mechtal mechto domi, it's a sveke deraisi tos. Reif chanuiz, yeish kante mi al shchunoch. Sharei, in other words, so what does he say? That if it's nisawa b'achereis, so he says, who is the mocker of this deed? The Rashba. The Rashba doesn't even say it. The truth is that the lotion of the Rashba certainly can be interpreted so that it will have reference to a case where someone bought a chtichas boso in one of the 10 stores, and he doesn't know in which store. But the Taz assumes that the Rashba does not have reference to Ikovua Deraise, that the Rashba is reference to Ikovua Deravona. That's how the Taz assumes. Yesh kantemir al shonoch, shar Rashba loikosaf kein di mehanet aruves, elo bilokach mimakulin, she yeshom bosa treifo, nisaru binaksheris, she shnei mini kovua yesh lefonein. So the Taz is pointing out there are two kinds of kavua. There is a kavua de raise and there is a kavua de rabban. I mean, and this you'll find all over in the Nesi Kelim, in the Taz, in the Shach. You'll find it all over. You find it also in some Rishayim, but not in all Rishayim. But the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara, there is no Gemara that says that a dog or choshuv, balchai, or let's say, or dog or shebiminyan, whatever it is, so that is called kavua mirabon. You'll find it in some rishonim who call it kavua mirabon. All that the Gemara says, let's say, the Gemara in Zvochim says that if one chatus ameiso was nisari with many behemoths. So kolonyamusu. So Gemara sikashe vilivat lebehuve. So the Gemara says, balachayim loy pteil. That's what the Gemara says. Balachayim is not bottle. Then the Gemara sikashe vinirbesh denied it. Vileim kol the poris rubiporis. So then the Gemara says gzeiro shemoyikach nakavu. So you find in some Rishonim they say that the reason as to why Balechayim is not bottle is because Balechayim is considered Midrabonon Kavua, but Midrais it's not considered Kavua. Why is it considered midraise kavua? The answer is kavua midraise. These rishonim say means something that is kavua b'mkeimei and it's nika b'mkeimei. Let's say the drosh is from a chapura of teisha to tisho Yisraelim ve'achod emitichovim. So in that place b'mkeimom, it's Nikia, who is a Yisrael and who is an Evichov. Or let's say, Esach Hanuyes. And Teisha Hanuyes sell Boso Shchut. And one sells Boso Neveil. So Mimele, so over there, in their places, so it's Nikia. Everyone knows
These 9 stores sell kosher, sell shchuto. This store sells nevela. Bimkeimo mitzvi karoisa. We know exactly which store sells nevela and which store sells shchuto. But someone bought in one of the stores and he didn't take notice in which store he bought. But in Kema Mitznika, so then it's considered Kavua. Masheim Kein, when you have it Arubes, when you have it Arubes, like Chatos HaMeiso was Nisariv with 1,000 other behemoths. So in the Tarubes, in the mixture, it's not Nika. No one knows. Over there, so you know which store sells Nevelo, which store sells Shoto. But here, when one behemo of Kochim, of Chatos, was Nisariv with 1,000 behemes of whom, so Bimkeimo Mitznat Nikia, that's not Kavua Midraisi. That's not Kavua Midraisi. So the Gemara says, Belevat Leberube, let there be Bitl Behov, let there be Bitl Behov. So the Gemara says, Balechaim Loi Ptail. And that's with Rabbanon, because with the Rai, even Balchai is bottom. So what does it mean, Balachayim is loy p'teile? Why is Balachayim loy p'teile? Because Balachayim is considered mit Rabbanon like Kavua. But mit Rai say it's not considered Kavua, Balachayim. Why isn't it considered mit Rai say Kavua? After all, there is a Aloch of Kavua. The answer is, when is it considered Kavua mit Rai say if the Isar is Nika Bimkeimei? But here Bimkeimei it's Miurev. We don't know. No one knows. It was mixed up. Over there, Bimkeimo mixed up. The mind of the person is mixed up. He doesn't know. He doesn't remember in which store he bought. But Bimkeimo, the store that sells Nevela is known to sell Nevela. So, is you sell Nevela. So, Mimele, it is Kavua Mashenk in here, this behemoth of Chatos. So was Nisarim with 1,000 other behemes. So Mimele, it's not Nika Bimkeimei. So it's not Kavua. It's not Kavua. So Mimele, since it's not Kavua, so Mimele, there should be Bitl Berov. There should be Bitl Berov. So the Gemara says, Balechaim Leptele, why? Because of the Chshives of Balechaim. So it's considered as if it is Nika. Because of the chshives, it's considered as if it is nika. So mimele, since midrabono, on account of the chshives of the balachai, it's considered as if it is nika bimkeime. Even though bimtzias, I don't know which one is the chatos and which one is the behemes chul. But because of the chshives of the rabono, it's considered like nika. Now, if it's Nika, so then it's Kavua. So maybe there couldn't be Kol Kavua Ki Mechtal Mechtodome. So there couldn't be any beetle. So then the Gemara Sikashe Vinir Bejnaide Vilime Kol the Porish Mirube Porish. So in other words, so it is Kavua. Mid Rabbonon is considered Kavua because it's considered like Nika. But let us manipulate. Let us manipulate a priche, and then we'll say call the Polish. And then we'll say call the Polish. And as you'll see, so once we say call the Polish, so Memele with the Bureau of Rov of call the Polish will take effect. And any behemoth that is perish in a certain direction and I get a hold of it, so is presumed to be of the real behemes hametores, not the chatos. So mimele, since there is the biru, as in respect to each individual behemo, there is the biru of rov of kol diporish. So even if klapishmai is galia that it happens to be the behemo of chatos, it's also isan epachleta. It's all season another. So the Gemara starts is zero shemayi kach mina kavua. Zero shemayi kach mina kavua. You'll see that. I mean, if you went over the paragraph lamed zayin in the Rosh, so you'll see that this is
how the Rosh explained the Gemara. This is how the Rosh explained the Gemara. And then something else. You see, I mentioned many times I didn't want to confuse you. So I mentioned that the Shita of the Rosh is that the halacha of Yovish B'Yovish, his bottle B'Rov, is like Lar B'Lach. In other words, it is an epachleta. And the Rosh spells out it is an epachleta. And that's the reason as to why the Rosh says that even with Rabbonon, one is allowed to eat all the three tichas together. All the three tichas together you're allowed to eat. And we cannot say, how can you eat all the three tichas together? You're certainly eating the nevele. The answer is no. The heretofore nevele was also converted into heta. So that's the Shittas Rosh. But it's not so simple, I mean, that's the Shittas Rosh. There is still, you can see, I mean, when you go over the whole paragraph Lamed Zayin in the Rosh, so you see that even the Rosh distinguishes between a taruves of Lar B'Lach, where you have even distribution, where the beetle, the din beetle, the chaleis din beetle of Issa Netach Reheter is not based upon any birurim of Rov, of Kol Diporish, and the beetle of Yovish B'Yovish, where there is a din of Issa Netach Reheter, but there it's based upon the chaleis din, the biru of Rov, of Kol Diporish. Now we see the Rosh as Tikash. First of all, the Rosh establishes the principle that by Yovish B'Yovish, so if one chtiche of Nivele was Nisarif, Yovish B'Yovish, with two chtiches of Shchuto, so one can eat all the three chtiches together, Masach. And we cannot say he's certainly eating at the same time. He is eating the Nivele. The Nivele, the answer is the Nivele is not Nivele anymore. It's already Heter. It's already Heter. Then he mentions the Gemara in Pcheres, Daf Chav Gimel. He mentions the Gemara in Pcheres, Daf Chav Gimel. Now, I just want to point out to you that the Rosh himself explained the Gemara in Zvochim that way. Now, as a matter of fact, the Gemara in Zvochim could be explained in a different way too. The Gemara in Zvochim. So in the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Zvochim, the final of the base, Kol HaZvochim SheNisal V'Chatoyis HaMesis, Oy B'Sher HaNisko, Afil Achas B'Ribay, Yomusukul. Yomusukul. So the Gemara has the Kashi. It doesn't make any difference whether Echatos HaMeso was Nisarif in Zvochim or Nisarif in Chum. So the Aloch is Yomusuku. So the Gemara is the Kashe. The Gemara is the Kashe. Livatle Berube. So then the Gemara says, Polachayim Dafayim Gimu, Omedale. At the end of the Omed. Afilutei, Avashom Afilutei Rabbonon. Polachayim Chshive Velibat. So that means there couldn't be any bit. Mid Rabbon. Then the Gemara is, and I kashe v'nimshach v'nikref chad minaye v'neime kol diporis merube poris v'neime kol diporis merube poris. So the flug, the Gemara could be explained as follows: that there are two halachas. First of all, there is a halacha of bitl as such of visa nepechlet, and that is not based upon the birur of Rov altogether, but like Lar B'Lach. It, at the very outset, the Yisar is Nepachleta. So the Gemara's Kashi was Vilivatle Berube, in the same way as Lar B'Lach is Botel Berov. So the Gemara's Teretzi is Valachayim Chshiva Vilivatle Midrabonon. There is no Bitl of Yisar Nepachleta. But then the Gemara has another Kashi. True that there is no din of Bitl of Yisar Nepach Leheter by Valachayim Midrabonon, because Valachayim Chshiva Vilivatle, but let him be allowed to manipulate, because when the Gemara asks ונמשך ונקרב חד מנאי ונאי מכל דפוריש ברו בפוריש נמשך אבל לקבוע וכל קבוע כמחצל מחצל דומה אלו ניר בשל נאי let us manipulate the prishin ונאי מכל דפוריש ברו בפוריש so the Gemara is asking true indeed we could explain the Gemara that way that there is no bitle such of his nepech leheter because balachai מחשיב אבלוי בטלה but let us apply the biru of love of kol dipoich and as in respect to each behemah let us say this is not the vechatus ameiso this is not the chatus ameiso so then the Gemara gives the teretz finally the Gemara gives the teretz the Gemara gives the teretz elo marove zeira mishim kavu so in other words so the Gemara could be explained and there might be rishenim who explained it that way. I say there might be rishenim because I didn't see any rishon who explicitly explains it that way. But there might be rishenim who explain it that way. In other words, that actually there are two halachas. There are two halachas. First of all, there is a din of bitle such, like lar b'lach. And that is not based upon the biur of rov at all. So Mimele, the Gemara's first kash, the first kash of the Gemara was v'levat leberube. Let lechates hameiso be bottle berov. So the Gemara's teretz was balachayim mechshive v'levat. Then the Gemara asks, two, there is in the Rabbonim balachayim mechshive v'levat le, but let us manipulate a parish. And as to each behemoth that starts running out of the stable, let us apply the din of kol diporish, and let us consider it as a non-chatos ameis, as a non-chatos ameis. So the Gemara says, no, zero shemikam nakavua. So memele, we cannot manipulate a kol diporish, because of zero shemikam nakavua. But, so then, if we explain the Gemara that way, so in other words, so the reason as to why there is no bitle such because balachayim chashiv lebatle. The reason as to why we are not allowed to take any single behemoth that is perish from the stable and apply the din of kol diporish because of exeyah shemikam nakavu. But you'll see if you went over paragraph lamed zayin in the rosh in chul in gidan noshe, you'll see that the Rosh did not explain it that way, but that the Rosh explained it as follows, that even according to the Rosh, the reason is why there is a distinction between Taruves of Lar Belach and Taruves of Yomish B'Yomish. By Lar Belach, so the Din Bitlof is an Epech Leheter takes effect immediately at the very outset, without recourse to the Bureau of Rov, of Kol Diporish. Masha'in ki b'Yomish B'Yomish. So where objectively there is no taruves, the taruves is only subjectively. So first we have to establish a principle of kol diporish as to each individual item, as to each individual baby. Once the biru of kol diporish takes effect as to each individual item, as to each individual baby, so then. Then we say, even if Klapishmai is Galia, that a particular item is not the heter, is not of the Rev heter, it becomes it. But first, some mele, what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara asks, v'livat le'berube, so the Gemara says, balechai b'chshive v'livat le. Now, how can the Gemara asks Kikashe v'livat le'berube, but in order that bitl of Isa Nepech Leheter should take effect, so first we must establish a biru of rov in respect to each individual item, in respect to each individual behemoth in this case, and it's kavua. The answer is no, it's not kavua. It's not kavua. Why isn't it kavua? When is it kavua? When is it considered kavua? When it is the Isar is Nikam Keme, like Teschnuyes, Meiches, Posa Shchuto, Vachas, Mecheres, Posa Nevelo. So then it's considered Kavua. Masheikin here, Bim Keme, it's not Nikar. So it's not Kavua. If it's not Kavua, so without
without manipulating a prishe. So even if we directly take out one behemoth, so we should be able to say kol depois, because it's not kavua. So that was the some mele. Since we can say kol de porish, because it's not kavua, because it's ainu yisanikam in kemei. So let us some mele in respect to each behemoth, without being perish, we have to presume that it is of the rov behemes hamutores, not of the behemah asur. So mele each behemoth becomes both. Once the bureau of Kol Diporish takes effect in respect to each item, so even if Klal Pishmai is Galia that it's not that, the item of Heter, it's the item of Viser, it becomes Bod. So that's the Gemara's Kash. So then the Gemara's Teretz is, Balachayim Chashimev Lebat, the Chachomim Wom Misakein, that there is no Bit. So then the Gemara asks the Kashi, Vinim Sheikh, Vinikrev, Chad Minaye, Vineime, why is Balachayim Chashimev Lebatle? Because Midrabonon Balachayim is so choshuv that even if Bimtzias it's not Nikam in Kemei, it's considered that it is Nikam. Because of its Chashivas. So Mimele, there is no bit. So then Gemara asks the Kashe, true, it's Kavua Midrabonon. But let us take out one, so it's called the porish. So the Gemara answers, Nimshi Chavali Kavua, how can you take out directly from the Kviyas? After all, Midrabonon, it is kavua. We call kavua ki mechzal mechzadome. Elo nir b'shedenai. The kasha of the Gemara was, true, we cannot take out any behemoth from the kavua, because mid rabbonon it is kavua. But let us manipulate the prishe. Let us manipulate the prishe. So memele, so true, the chachomim wa misakein, balachayim chshive v'loi patle. So that means that the Chachomim or Misakim that Balachayim are considered like Nikabim Kemei. So Mimele it's Kavua. But even though it's Kavua Bim Kemom, but let us manipulate the Prisha, so then it will not be Kavua. So Mimele the Bittle will be Chal. So the Gemara says, Elo Nirbishen Nayinim called the Porish, Mugube Porish. So Omar Rove, Gzeira, so at first Rove said, Gzeira Shemo Yoveyu Yutke Hanim Bibasachas Vikrov. In other words, we cannot manipulate a kol diporish, and then bitul bichal, because suppose you manipulate a kol diporish, so you will cause a disturbance, and then the behemoths will run out of the stable in different directions, and then you will take each behemoth that runs out in a certain direction. And will be mak ul shechtet l'shim chatos. And then, so 10 kehanim or 100 kehanim might shecht, let's say 100 behemoths, and then after all these behemoths will be nishchat, so they will be mikabel the dam in one misrok, and then will be zeirik the dam at the same time, and then you will not be able to say kol diporish, because the dam will be a mixture of the dam of so many behemoths, so you will not be able to say kol diporish. Zeiro shemo yevuyu yud kehanim basachas v'yikrovu omar leyahu merabonu lerove elo ma'ato magisa asur mishim shemo yevuyu yud kehanim basachas v'yikrovu b'asura kehanim basachas v'yefsher. So in other words, so what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, and the Rosh explains it in paragraph Lamed Zayin. In other words, the moment you manipulated the Kol Diporish and in respect to each behemoth, you already assumed that it's of the Rov behemoths, Hamutoreis, Leakrove, so Mimele it became bottle. So it became bottle. So then when you combine the dam of all the behemoths, and that dam also has the dam of the heretofore behemoth, Hoasuro, so it's still muter. This is how he explains it. So the Gemara says, Elo gzeiro shemayikach mina kavua. So in other words,
there is a special Derabonon that we cannot manipulate a Kolli Parish. Now you see that the Rosh explains it that way. In paragraph Lamezayin, Gidanoshi, the Rosh. Alright, now, let's now turn to the paragraph Lamezayin in the Rosh, in Gidanoshi. Vidavke Gid v'chaticho, aval dovo sheim be'ayim v'lichaticho haru yelischa be'id botol b'rov, v'afilu yisa v'rabon ha'leke, kidimash ma'oche, v'yira shemut alo achlon ke'achas, ולידום אלוהו דאמרים למפרק את הרובה אסטני רבי דאים הרים הנבדן איסכם בכל שהוא כיצד נוף עלי אחד מהם לריבי מריבי לריבי עושה רבשים מיהודה אימא משיב רבשים לריבי עושה מריבי לשולש בשול למוקמה אחר מוטה ופיר השחיד אלוהו חנוקת משולש למוקמה אחר. In other words, so you have to remember that the Rosh and the Ri, I mean, they don't agree with the sheet of the Smak and the Rambam, and they hold that not only מריבי לשלישו משלישו למוקמה אחר is מוטה, but even if it just מריבי לשלישו תוטה רובס, it's also מוטה. ופיר השחיד לא אוכל לכם שולש למקום אחר, להשמי שיש חילק בין השולש למקום אחר. שהשולש עושה לא אוכלו כאחס, אבל התרובס השני מותה לא אוכלו כאחס. So in other words, so in one lotion the Ri says that the reason is why. In one lotion the Ri says that the reason is why it's mentioned משולש למקום אחר. To advise us that Rabbi Yehuda who answers, so not only does he answer in the second Aruves, he answers even the third Aruves. But in Ochaname Rabbi Shimon who is Matir, so he's not only Matir the third Aruves, he's Matir the second Aruves as well. Then another Roshni says, the reason is why he mentions Miribe, El Nofal Ribe, Miribe Lisholish, Misholish Lomokamache, to tell us that Limokim Achir, the third Aruves, you can eat all of them together, Vasachas. Mashenki, the second Aruves, you can eat one at a time, but you cannot eat all of them together. So he says, Upir Shrid Lochanokat Mokshol Shomokmach, Lashmiya, She is Shrid Mashoish Mokmach, Shasholish Osoloch Likachas, Avat Aruves Asheni Mutaloch Likachas. The awesome at Arubis Asheni, Mutam Shim Svexveke, Domarisel Isseli Surabit Arubis Arishin, Viamret Name, Nofot Arubis Asheni, Kohat, Vehat, Kohle, Eterochal, Avul Yochel Schlossen Kehot, Kohl, Hodim Tarubis Aishin, Vavehode Sveke. So over there he's not allowed, in the first Arubis, he's not allowed to eat at Kiachas, because over there is the Vahoshev. So the Iser is not Nepach Leheter. So the Isar mit Rabbonon is not nepach leheter. But when he doesn't eat all of them together, so then there is a svek sveike. Mashenkin, if he eats the second Aruves, all of them together, there is no svek sveike, there is only one sofik, and there is no Isar nepach leheter, because Dovah Choshev is not bottle mit Rabbonon. Mashenkin, Dovah Sheini Choshev. So then it's Isar nepach leheter, so you can eat all the three chtichas together. Aber hat mit drei mit aber Jovis auf dem Drabonen Bottle die Leute mich im Zweike schagen alle da viele Jochle ich hatte hatte lecker und hatte Zweike und sich der Reis nach Umre er mich mit dieser Sakosofu die sie war gerade mit hatte ist hil kahat mit drei Bottle wie ne Pachisel ihr setter und mit Loch auf Kohl Kachas. So in other words, so all this lotion indicates that according to Rosh, Jovis be Jovis bit Rov of Jovis Jovis is mamish like Babalach. It's not based upon any Birov. That's how it's mashma. Then he says, "Umit Rabbonu nichmiru b'miminei heicha shenizbashol yachad kishinidat ravuasei v'l'nikra dainol of shem heta latzrich ha-shishim avakav lo yavtaim ikzeir otomim b'sheniminei avu mimu minei b'dobo yovish v'nidat ravuasei nase et ha-gomu v'afil mit Rabbonu lo yatzrichu ha-shishim kivin da'afin nizbashol yavtaim v'gam namel idomel itabashol v'kichovim shenisarim v'alef taboyis v'nof l'achas menolim ha-godl hutru kulon ka'achas u'pir eshrid osol enis men kulon ke'achot. Because over there is no bitl of Isa Nepach Le'eter. But if it's no fal liyam ha-godl, so then we are tele. וכן יבור יתמים משניסר ויבור בלמומים דקום הרבלז עם קורא פרישכת יקחים וכל הראשים וקום הרבלז להיתר רבלז על שניים שניים על אחד אחת לי ופיר השריד גם כולם כאחד עשו להקריבון דרוסם על תערו וסנסרו כולם. Because there is no bitle such. El makalino lisle seis abeis ishe pirish. Vichula haimem kalino latire kulen kechot. Vishagino lal de svek sveke. De amre dil me de isure nofal. Mi de reise bitu berov voschal. But mi de rabonon bayavir izore there is no bitle. There is no beetle. So mimele, oh, by the Bachoshuv, there is no beetle. But if it's not flechot liyam, so since Midrash said beetle was chal, but Midrabon and beetle was not chal, so when it's not flechot liyam, so we have a svek sveke. It's not a real svek sveke because the second sofik is not a sofik ashoko. But since Midrash said beetle was chal, and it's an epachleter, so mimele we apply the din of svek sveke even though the second sofik is not a sofik ashoko. Because, first of all, maybe the item that fell into the yam happened to be the item of Isa. That's one subject. Assuming it wasn't the item of Isa. It was the Isa. So any item that you eat, you take out from the sack, maybe is not the Isa. So mimele, over there, we're not allowed to eat all of them together, because then you don't have sveksik. This Loshin indicates, so far, the Loshin indicates that by Yovish B'Yovish, there is a Loch of Bittl Berov that is not even based upon the Birov. That's how it's mashma. He says, Lav Mishim Sveik. That's the reason as to why you're allowed to eat all the Sichtichas together. And then he continues. Aval Yovish B'Yovish L'Nesat Arvose. Hilkach Motzinu Mechune Kule. Kumbatzinu Kule Kechode. Kule Kechode. Dem kein li stammt der schas la schminon li sa bishim dichte bichter shne goy mis khabit kir la schminon birim ne baden u bikhish la mis khovim isur ve teire isur ta us rish mit ta us sheni o khnam la schminon isur ve teire bichter shne goy mis khabit isur li khon kachas ve teire li khod khod mis im sveike. So what he is saying that when is the aloche that he has to eat tray, that's by the bachoshev khticho goy mis khabit, so there is no bitle such. But he's allowed to eat it only on the basis of svek sveke. So mele, the Chachomim required him to eat tre, not chode chode. Ma she'im kein, by tchticho she'inu ruil ischabit, when it's isan epach leheter, so then he can eat all the tchtichas together. So, uvizvoch im porich, vilevat leberube, viloshim bitl mashma, heta gomo, ki isa rabotl bishishim ul meyo. Hilkach nire, dim bishel, שלושתם כאחות, או יביש לו נמחתיכס אחרס, דעת למותר. ולאמרים לו נאי, דכל זמן שהוא יובי שמות ברוב, מכל מוקים שגיביש לי, נפלטה מבייסר. ולמצין לדוב העמות הלא אוכלי שיציר יוסר. ואיברי החזינון, מוצין לדוב עם תמי עם ציר עמות המנתירה, אבל איך יתוכן שדוב העמות היסר בפליטוסי. So it's mashma from the lotion of the Rosh, that Yovish ויובש is mamish like Rabalach. But then he continues. Veit rayim perikat aruves. Di dova shuuta al di bitl. Eine cheza benesa. Di porich hashas. Vinir beshu di naide. Vinei mikol di porish miro bi porish. Umshane shem yovei asero keini vakrivim basachas. U porich otu magisa asure. Magis ukli shemaktirim beachlovim. Kli maacha shuutru bifrishosom. Vichosru likvoson. Yesru. Hochana maacha shuutru bi yovish. Vinepacho yis ali yeseter. Shu vine cheza li yoser al di bishu. V'yafal gav di min b'mine yeseya at shishim. So he mentions a raya from the Gemara in Zvochim. So he mentions a raya just as the Gemara in Zvochim says that even if ten keani would be maktel chalovim or bizeri the dam of the chalovim of the chilev and the of the chilev of the behim asura as well, or in the dam of the behim asura as well, so it doesn't matter. Because since at the time when we manipulated the Kol Diporish, so in respect to each item, each behemoth, so we had the Biro of Rov. So even if the dam of or the chilev of the behemoth asur is combined
with the dam or the chile of the behima muteres. So it doesn't matter because it's isanepach leheter. Now over there, so the isanepach leheter is certainly based upon the bill of rov, because the Gemara said v'levat leberubes. The Gemara says balchaim chshivav leibat. So the Gemara asks v'nir b'shenayde v'nei mekol diporish. So the Gemara at first said, "Zeiro shemo yovriu yudkehan gehanim basachas." So the Gemara asked, "Even if yudkehanim will bring, will be maktir, a combination of all the halor of all the chilev and or bizerik of all the dam, including the dam of the or the of the chatoshemeiso of the behemo of chatoshemeiso." So, so it still doesn't matter because it's isanepach leheter. So in that case, the din of bittul is based upon the bill of rov. So first we establish a bill of rov in respect to each item, and then we say, since we have to presume in respect to each individual item that it's the mud, it's the heter. So even if klapishmai is gali, it's not heter. It's also heter. But first we must establish a bill of rov. So that seems to be inconsistent with what the Rosh said. So he says the loy mishum sveike sharin olei da afilu yochle chode chode leke lo chode sveike u sveike de reise le chumre. So it's mashma from the Rosh that the bittul of yovish biyovish is mamish like the bittul of la belach. It's not based upon a bill of rov. And here he mentions the raya from the Gemara of Gzeid. When the Gemara wanted to say Gzeiro shemo yoviu yudkeinim basachas, so the Gemara rejected that, and the Gemara said otu magisa asire. So the, over there, the Gemara means that once we manipulate the Kol Diporish and we apply the bureau of Kol Diporish in respect to each individual behemo, so even if the dam or the chilev of all the behemoths is combined and is zeri bivasachas or is maktir the chilev of bivasachas, so it's still all right, because once a bureau of Kol Diporish took effect in respect to each individual item, so Mimele, it's this is Nipach Leheter. This is Nipach Leheter. So it seems to be inconsistent. And then you'll see something else. Now we don't have to go over inside the whole thing, but then in the second column in the Rosh, so the Rosh says, Omnom Tzorich Lidaknik, that's in the second column in the Rosh, towards the after the middle of the column. Omnum tzorich lidakdik. By he the prayer is the goras hosom, eisve eifa poshen isarev beifa makle, hilchinacha rov litamei, viru beifa makle loy mitamei. Now poradume, the eifa of poradume is mitamei teir. Only the eifa of poradume is mitamei teir. But regular eifa makle, so is not mitamei. So suppose there is a mixture of the ether of Paradume and regular ether. So then, is it mitame or it's not mitame? So we say, ether portion is already for makle, hiluchin achal.